This week, NHPR is looking at how New Hampshire colleges and universities are adapting as the world of higher education changes. It's a special series, A Matter of Degrees. We thought we would start with a look at how the landscape of higher education is changing, in effect, what it is that's prompting institutions to change and adapt. Daniel Barrick is Deputy Director of the New Hampshire Center for Public Policy Studies, which published a report in March on trends in public higher education in the state. He joins me now with more. Welcome.
Hi, Brady.
Let's start with costs. We've seen the cost of public higher education climb over the last decade in New Hampshire. What's driving that, and how is it comparing to what's going on in other states?
It's a complicated issue, obviously. In New Hampshire, for a long time, the state has had among, if not the highest, levels of in-state tuition for its public universities and community colleges, and that's still a position that the state enjoys today. The costs have gone up over the course of the recession, and the state's certainly not alone there. Costs have not gone up in New Hampshire as high as they have in some other states where they have seen also declines in state support. It might be tempting to draw a one-to-one correlation between a decline in the state support for public universities and an increase in tuition. And in fact, when you look at, take every state in the nation and look at how much they give in public dollars to their public universities and colleges and how high tuition is, those that have a higher state appropriation tend to have lower tuition and vice versa. But it's not as easy to draw that connection if you're looking over time and changes. It has to do with changes in enrollment. It has to do with ways that universities and colleges change their offerings. But without a doubt, the decrease in the last few years in state support has played a big role in the increase in tuition on campuses across the state.
And at the same time, we've been hearing for a number of years that New Hampshire students have the highest debt loads in the nation. How high is high? And what do we know about the rate of defaults on those loans as well?
In New Hampshire, you're looking at about, on average, $30,000 in debt. That's gone up about $7,000 over the course of the recession, so about $7,000 over the last 6 or 7 years per person on average. Default rates have also gone up. I think they're up to about 15% is the average default rate for the cohort. And again, that highest in the nation mark has been one that the state's held on to for the last few years. It's not just for the recession. But again, it's part of that complicated mix between tuition, state support, that you see those high debt levels here.
We're also seeing a number of demographic changes in the state, which may be factoring in here. One is that the overall number of grade school and high school students is growing smaller in this state. How might that change the landscape of higher education here?
Yeah, again, another complicated factor to add to the mix, but we've seen about a 12% decrease in grade school students in the state for the last decade. That obviously leaves a smaller pool of New Hampshire high school graduates for colleges and universities in the state to draw on. But in New Hampshire, we have a fairly unique thing at play here where we rely more so than almost any other state. I believe Vermont's the only other state that has a higher rate of out-of-state students in our public universities. But that dependence on out-of-state students may, in fact, become more acute if we're in a scenario whereby there's fewer New Hampshire K through 12 students going through the pipeline. You're either going to see more aggressive recruiting outside of the borders, perhaps a control, a shrinkage of enrollment by colleges and universities here in the state. But it's a trend that administrators across the state in higher ed are certainly paying attention to.
And there's an interesting facet of the data as well, is that the number of students who apply to university system schools has continued to climb, but the number who actually then enroll in those schools has gone down.
Yeah, and that's been most stark since the recession, so since roughly 2007, 2008. If you're looking at the university system of New Hampshire, that's sort of nationally there, with the growth of the internet and common application, it's easier for high school kids to send out many more applications with much less effort. But as you say, the acceptance rate has also gone up, and the yield rate, which is the number of students who are accepted to a school who then eventually go there, has gone down.
You write in the report that, quote, underlying these trends is an unresolved question. What is the role of public higher education in New Hampshire? And it sounds like that's one of the questions that administrators and faculty and analysts are trying to figure out so that they might change some of these trends over the next 10, 15 years.
Yeah, and it's not just those folks. I mean, everyone should be thinking about that. Business owners, employees, legislators. Is the role of public higher education in New Hampshire or any state, is it primarily to produce a relatively subsidized college education for native students? Is it to meet the needs of the business community by producing potential employees who have the skills that businesses need? Is it to equip students with a well-rounded sort of classic liberal arts education? Is it some combination of all those? Too often, I think, in at least in the State House, the conversation around public higher education in New Hampshire focuses really on one or two numbers, which is how much did they get last year? How much should we give them next year? And not really looking at some of these other trends about enrollment and acceptance, student debt, tuition, in-state versus out-of-state student mix, and these even larger questions about the role that a strong higher education system can play in the overall economic and social life of a state.
Daniel Barrick, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Brady.